Good evening. I wanted to understand why everybody's raving about Rabbi Y.Y. No. Jacobson. I just wanted to understand. Everybody's talking about So I'm going to listen to a shir. So, and I did a few days ago, and I must say, I want to share with you a vault. It's an incredible vault. It's so much amazing. It's a 3-hour shir. I did listen to all of it. He says, a mighty vault. He says, why is it that Megillas Esther is called Megillas Esther? Surely, you could have called Mordechai Tzadik was very great. Or perhaps Mordechai Tzadik was great. He was absolutely Achashverosh would also, you could have called after Achashverosh, the only person really that is there from the beginning to the end of the story. Perhaps you could have called it after him. But why Esther? I mean, I'm nothing against feminists, don't get me wrong, but we're trying to understand why it's called Megillas Esther more than anybody else. And this is a Mordechai vault. This is an incredible vault. I think it's a very powerful vault. It says as follows. It says that we can't call it after Achashverosh, because Achashverosh, Rashi says, he was the same Rosha from beginning to end. He had absolutely no change. He was the beginning of the Megillah, was Rosha. At the end, he was manipulative. He was the same kind of person. He was lazy. He was his Achashverosh from beginning to end. Mordechai, also, however great he was, he was the same Mordechai at the beginning of the Megillah. First time we encounter him, he was from the Sanhedrin, from the Beis Din HaGadol, and he was a great figure from the beginning of the Megillah. And at the end, he was also nothing has changed about Mordechai. Haman, of course, nothing had changed about Haman as well. He was this Jew hater from the beginning, from the first minute until he was finished. Nothing had changed about Haman from beginning to end. The only person that went through a tremendous transformation was Esther. At the beginning of the first time we encounter Esther in the Megillah, so he says, and it's very true, it's Vatilokech Esther. Esther was grabbed, she was dragged into the Beis HaMalchus. She wasn't a little girl, but she was young, and all she wanted really was to stay at home, and to be at home, and to look after her own herself with her family. She didn't want to have any exposure, which was fine, it was good. That's probably what needs to go. But she didn't want to get out. Vatilokech Esther, she was taken by force into the Beis HaMalchus. Even once she went through process of being chosen as the queen, the Malbim explains that he went through so much. She didn't really want, she refused to do her part, and she was just very, very passive. But it comes to a point through the Megillah that she realizes that she is the key person. It comes to through the Megillah that the Pasuk tells us that she realized that Mordechai tells her that you're the person that has a key role in this Yeshua. And at that point, she changes. At the very end of the Megillah, we find that she's taken complete responsibility, and she wrote the Megillah, and she took tremendous responsibility for Klal Yisrael against the comfort zone. She pushed the comfort zone, and she went so far out that she took a leading role in the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Megillah is called after her, because she went through a transformation and growth process. And that's why the Megillah is called Megillas Esther. I think it's a tremendous vault. Simen Shin Samach Beis, Siv Gimel. We're going to be discussing tonight the end of Siv Gimel, Siv Dalet, and as well as Siv Hei Beis Hashem. We'll be discussing amongst the questions we're going to be discussing tonight is, what's the halacha if an Eruv comes down on Shabbos Kodesh? An Eruv comes down on Shabbos Kodesh and it is fixed in a permitted way, say through a goy, and it's fixed again on Shabbos. Does it mean one can carry within the Eruv, or perhaps is an ongoing issue with that Eruv? One question we'll discuss today, Beis Hashem. And we'll also discuss another question in Siv Dalet. We'll be discussing, what if you have got a very large roof on top of a building? A building is a Reshus Yochid, and you'd live in that. But there's a roof. And on that roof, you could walk around on that roof. The question to be discussed later, Beis Hashem, is, can you carry on that roof or not? There is no mechitzas around that, surrounding that roof. Can you carry that? Yes or no? Okay, we'll be discussing that as well, Mitzvah. So let us go through the top. We finished last week's shiur in the middle of Siv Gimel. And we are literally up to the word V'hanamidah, which is the top line of page Resh Yud Zayin. That's what we're up to. So Just to go through the main point of the beginning of Seif Gimel is that if a mechitza, you know what, let me just start from the beginning, just go through the beginning of the Seif, in page bottom of page 432. Mechitza amedes me'alea, mechitza which is standing on a naturally, dehainu sho'enas is a mechitza which was not created for in person mechitza, k'she is kosher. So mechitza which is standing naturally, such as a rock or a river, whatever it may be, that's considered a mechitza. Mechitza shenas is b'Shabbos, mechitza was created on Shabbos, k'sheiro. If mechitza is built on Shabbos, such as by a goy, or such as by mistake, a yid, it's still kosher. The fact that it was made on Shabbos does not matter. V'hanemele shenas b'Shabbos b'shogig, that's if it was made b'shogig. Havel b'meizit, havel mechitza l'hach melechayev, if a mechitza was made b'meizit by yid, then it's only mechitza for lechumra, not lekula. V'hanamila, that we said that a mechitza is kosher if it was built on Shabbos. Shaloi ayosham mechitza tchile, that's if it was not mechitza initially. Aval hoyosham ve'isiro ve'chozro ve'nases. V'hanamila, sorry, v'hanamila means that a mechitza which was made on Shabbos b'meizit, we said is not a mechitza. So here we say, that we said that a mechitza which is made b'meizit is not a mechitza. That's only if it was first created on Shabbos. But if the mechitza did exist as Shabbos came in, and it was taken down, and it was rebuilt on Shabbos, even if it was b'meizit, the initial heter which existed to carry in that area is now applicable again. So it's fine. The fact that it was, so it's true that generally speaking, a mechitza which was made b'meizit is not a good mechitza. However, if the mechitza did exist on Shabbos and came down and was rebuilt on Shabbos b'meizit, in such a case, it is a kosher mechitza. He gives an example now. But we'll see, it's not a straightforward example, but the example that Shulchan Aruch gives as follows. Keep going, such as, Shnaim o Shloisha Shekifu Machzalos. If there are two or three people which made a mechitza with machzalos, with mats, Sivoy Seim b'Rishus Rabim, and it was happening, it happened to be in Rishus Rabim, but they made a mechitza around it with mats. Mats is a good mechitza, yes or no? Good mats? It's fair enough. Yeah, why not? Mats? Solid mats? I mean, solid as it can be, but semi-permanent mats, yes, that's good mechitza. Yeah, but we're talking about in a case, good, you're right, if they blow away in the wind, it would be possible. We're talking about in a case that they are somehow not blowing away in the wind. Shekiv machzalos, if we say, for Shus Rabbim, if Dilun Gam Beinem machzalos, where we achat, not only they made the mechitza around the Rishus Yachid, but actually, they also made slight separation between them, so it's the three people, and they want the real privacy in between them, so they put that machzalos for them to have separate areas within the Rishus Yochid, and they made an Eruv together. We'll speak extensively about Hilchas Eruv in a later stage. They made an Eruv as well. Mutorim letaltel mizeh lezeh. They are allowed to carry in that area. It's perfectly fine. So they made an Eruv machzalos to separate within the area the individual areas. That's fine. You can carry there. Nigdul machzalos. What happens if they collapsed, they got rolled up and they were not mechitzas anymore. Nesu, then the area becomes us altogether. Why? Because you're losing the mechitzas. Chozu v'nispos, so if somebody then set them up again, afilu b'mezin v'mezit, chozu l'tein rishon, then it's again permitted to carry that it becomes rishus yochit. Now, it's a bit of a complex case, but for a simple halacha, and the best way to see this halacha is in Sifkot and Chovbeis in the Mishneh Berurah. Kigon Shnayim, hayocha letzai b'pshit, Mishneh Berurah says in the third white line, Shulchan Aruch could have given a much more straightforward example, a simple example, b'shayachod with one person, shel mechitza gemura, he had a complete, perfect mechitza, shalodu yemokim rishus yochid, and through that mechitza, it was rishus yochid, ve'siru b'shabbos, and it was taken down on Shabbos, v'chozo v'aso, and this yid, this individual, after the mechitza collapsed, he rebuilt it again on Shabbos. And that's what we're learning now. The Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that. Does it work or not? It does. It's fine. So why does Shulchan Aruch bring a case of three people? אלא בוא להשמינם בשניים ושלושה אנשים, דאפילו העירוב שביניהם לא נסבטל, although the עירוב between them didn't get canceled, nevertheless, מותורם לטלת מזלג שחוץ ונסבטל מחצלוס, he just says the same aloha applies also when it was three yidden, the same aloha will apply. So Rabbi Isai, the rule that we are seeing over here is as follows. A yid who makes a mechitza on Shabbos b'mezid, that mechitza is not a valid mechitza. Say you have a yid next door who decides to build a mechitza on Shabbos. You cannot use this as it's not a mechitza. However, if an erev would come down, if the mechitza comes down, not erev, if a mechitza comes down on Shabbos, and it was existing as Shabbos came, and now somebody fixes this mechitza on Shabbos, that was saying, even if it's b'mezid, it's okay. So that brings to the shaila of what happens, Abba Yisai, it happens every now and then that the Eruv comes down on Shabbos. It happens. It happens in every Eruv in universally. What will happen, Rabbi Yisai, if the Eruv comes down on Shabbos Kodesh? Eruv, I mean what we generally refer to as Eruv. The string comes down. And now there's one person, a well-meaning Yid, who doesn't realize that what he's doing is a serious transgression of Hilchos Shabbos. He goes up and he ties up. He says, oh no, I don't want all those even carry on Shabbos. And he goes up and he ties a double knot, the tight one, tight. What he should have done really, he should have asked the goy to do it. He didn't, okay? He just was too rushed and too... And this person that goes up, he climbs up and he should have asked our Polish friend from... he should have asked him. But fine, he didn't. So he climbs up himself and he ties up this double knot, which is a kesher de reisa. I would like to know now, can you carry within this Eruv yes or no? Yes, why? Very good. Why is it not amazed? It's shogeg. Right, okay. So with regards to your first point, you're right. Lemaisa, you can carry this Eruv, but that's only if the Eruv was up on Shabbos. If the same scenario now, the identical scenario, the Eruv was down as Shabbos came in, and 2 minutes after Shabbos, 5 minutes after Shabbos, the Yid said, oh no, this is really bad news, and he climbs up, and he then puts up this, he ties, he makes a double knot, and therefore it's over on kosher medei reisa, this would be, depending if that's considered mezid or not. If that's considered mezid, which I think he probably does, why is he not mezid? So you're saying this absent man, it might be shogeg. Okay, so let's say it's a person who feels, no, it's the right thing to do. He knows it's Shabbos, and he knows that it's also to do a double knot, but he says, I've got to do it to save people from the transgression of carrying on Shabbos. He wants to be moisa nefesh, he's sacrificing his own, and he's going up, and he does a double knot, which is, by the way, not necessary. You can do a simple knot, would have been just as right. But he's doing a double knot, kosher de reisa, and then the halacha will be, Rabbi said that what? If he does it when, what will be the halacha then? It will be also to carry the old Shabbos in that Eruv, yeah.
I think there be cases sometimes where one isn't sure whether the Eruv came down just before Shabbos or just after Shabbos.
In a Sofek, you'd right. If it's a Sofek, one should probably be Mekel. Yeah. But either way, ideally should ask a goy to deal with it and not do it himself. Because really, if a mechitz was made on Shabbos, one is not allowed to have benefit from it, if it was done by mezid. We have a certain kul if it was up anyway, so we're a bit more lenient. Okay, we see Siv Dalet, we continue. Svina, a boat. Motel etatel bekula. You're allowed to carry within a ship, you're allowed to carry within that area. Hafilo yoisim beis osaim. Imagine if you've got an enormous ship. What's that big new army HMS? What's huge, enormous.
Queen Elizabeth.
That what it is? So I don't know how big it is, but it's huge. You know, it's enormous. I don't know if it's yoisim beis osaim. Could it be bigger than beis osaim? It could be. No. Okay. So imagine beis osaim. We're talking about 200 amas. Of course, it's definitely bigger than the Beis HaSaim. I think it is. Likely to be. So now, imagine you've got, we have spoken extensively about this halacha, that if you've got an area which is enclosed area, then the halacha is, you're allowed to carry it. If it's larger than it's HaSaim, then if it's no kufladira, then you're not allowed to carry within the area. So now the question is a sfina, a boat. which is larger than Mitzvah Sam, can you carry within that area? Yes or no? HMS, what did you say it was called? Queen Elizabeth. Can you carry in the HMS Queen Elizabeth or not? It's bigger than the Sasaim. What would you say? Yes, you can. Why? You're right. Pardon? The fact that it's a Shiochid itself is not sufficient. Because if it's greater than Beis Hosayim, you need to be Mukuf Ladir. But what you mean to say, and you're right, is that as the Shulchan Aruch now points out, Techoshiv, I'm starting again, Siv Dalet, Safino, a boat, Mutal Etalt Lebekulo, you're allowed to carry in that area. Hafilu Yoisem Beis Hosayim, although it's bigger than Beis Hosayim, Techoshiv Mukefes Ladir, because it's considered Mukefes Ladir, it's considered a private area. So you're allowed to carry Mukuf in a Kafef, which is bigger than Beis Hosayim, if it's Mukuf Ladir. What happens if the boat came to a end of its life, and now in order to make the best use out of it, he was turned upside down. Turned Sfina upside down. Does its status change? Is it still Rishus Yochid? Yes or no? Upside down Sfina. Can you carry in it? Yes or no? You can. Yep. Yes, you're right. Kofo lodu tachteo, if it was turned upside down to live in it, have rishus yochit, it's rishus yochit, af olio, even on top of it. Now, I'm just going to finish this because I want to address now the roof. Kofo lezofsa, if it was turned upside down in order to tie, to make it waterproof, lezofsa, to make it waterproof, it was like, they add an extra layer to make it waterproof. Ein metal tlin ba, then you wouldn't be allowed to carry in it. Elo ba ba amois, him yoisim misosayim. If it's loud misosayim, then you wouldn't be allowed to carry more than dalet amos, because it was turned upside down to only lezofsa or not to live in it. Okay, I want to now address the question of this roof. It is maybe not so common in England, but it's much more common in other parts of the world, that they make extensive use of the roofs. I think in some countries it's very common because they're even more, London is a bit more spread out, perhaps, to other than other areas, and we are not so used to using the roofs. But I want to ask, what happens if you've got a roof on a house? A roof in a house, I'd like to know, and there is no mechitzas around it. Now, I do know you need to have mechitzas around it for safety and for makah. Obviously, you should have really mechitzas around it. But assuming you don't, for whatever reason, you don't have mechitzas around it, I'd like to know if you are allowed to carry on a roof of Rishus Yochid or not. That's an interesting question. Now, I think that Beis Yaakov Grammar School, I don't know if I've been there. Yeah. The roof? Yeah. The roof? They use the roof? I don't know what mechitz, I'm sure there's good mechitzes there, but imagine, what's the halacha? Can you carry? I think in America, some areas are, they use it in Manhattan perhaps, I don't know. No, they. I want to know if you're allowed to carry on a roof. If there's no mechitzes. Now, if there's mechitzes, you're going to say the mechitzes make no shtiochit, fair enough. What if there's no mechitzas? So the halacha is learned from this sefina. That is the makor that yes, you can. And the reason is, as the Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkot and Chof Ches, the amrin af olya, you have to carry even on top of it, the amrin on good asik mechitza. We say good asik. So as we know, there's a concept of good achis, there's also good asik. Good achis means we're going from the top down. Good achis. The roofs, the mechitzas, which are hanging, they keep on going down all the way till the floor. That's good achis. Now, there's also good asik. And good asik means that when you have a starting of a mechitza, and then it will continue going up all the way till Shemaim. It keeps going up and up and up. True, you can't see it. True, they don't physically exist, but mechitzas keep on going up. Therefore, when you have, I mean, this beam is a perfect example. You have got four mechitzas around it. Yeah. You've got four mechitzas around it. What you will say is that the mechitzas keep on going up, even if there's no mechitzas physically around it. Because good asik, it keeps on going up. That means that, Rabbi Yisai, somebody flying a plane, in reality, what is he really doing? Is he flying? What kind of domain is he flying? Where is a plane flying? What domain? What is, if a person is flying a plane, where is he? Which domain? Is it Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabim, Kamel, Mokum Ptur? Where is he? What would you say? Very good. So anything that is above 10 really is considered Mokum Ptur. But, contrary to popular belief, there is actually, in reality, what he's doing is, because he's flying through airspace, if he's flying above houses, inevitably, he's going to be flying through Rishus Yochid. Because, yes, it is Ad L'Shamayim. To mean that really when a plane is flying, he's in a Mokum Ptur area, but he's going to go through many Rishus Yochids, because any house that is going straight is actually flying through across Rishus Yochid. It may be a Nafka Min al-Adina, it might make a big Nafka Min al-Locha. What's that? 4:30. 1 second, I'm not with you yet. Yes. Yes, so this is a very good question. Now this over there, in principle, it should have been a Rishus Yochid, but you've got contradiction. That's the beauty of this halacha. You've got actually contradiction. On the one hand, it is a Rishus Yochid because of good asik, as you're mentioning. But it's a contradiction here. There's a stira because Rishus HaRabim has got its own halacha. Rishus HaRabim has the halacha that anything which is Rabbi Mekat from Allah becomes automatically Chor Rishus HaRabim, becomes part of Rishus HaRabim. Why is that? So here you've got Mitzalechot Rishus Yochim, Mitzalchen it's Rishus HaRabim. So it's clashing. And the halacha is therefore that we're learning that it's the Rishus HaRabim element clashes over the Rishus Yochid element and becomes Rishus HaRabim. So what are you saying about the plane? Why is Rishus HaRabim? I don't think so, because it's Lemaisa. You are not in. Is the airspace of Rishus HaRabim? I don't know how airspaces work, but it's not like a motorway in our sense. So Mistona, but it's a shene ore. So Rabbi Yisai, Halach Lemaisa, a roof even without proper mechitzas is a Rishus HaYochid. What if it's bigger than Sosayim? What would you say then? Still. Mishnah Berurah finishes off pointing out this very halacha. Ve'afilu yoisem be'sosayim, even if it is bigger than sosayim, gam ken mutar letal shom, we can still carry within this roof area. The kim de'lemato mukav ledira, since it's a mukav ledira further down, chashvino, we consider ki de'lemalo gam ken mukav ledira, we will also call the top also mukav ledira. So because that means that good atzik schleps up also the hek of ledira element. And that makes us ready for Sifei. Bakoil oisim mechitza. This is a very, very important halacha. Bakoil oisim mechitza. You're allowed to make a mechitza with any item, any material. Bekelim, with vessels. Beukofois, with saddles. Bein shel erev levat, kugon shel chavolim. Only if it's erev levat, if it's horizontal, mechitza which is only horizontal, that's fine. Kugon shel chavolim. Such as if it's just strings. Strings itself is a good mechitza. Or shel chassis, if it's just vertical. Many vertical posts, that is a mechitza too. We learned that it's a mechitza grua, but it is a mechitza. Kugon konim neutzim ba'aretz, if you've got many poles sticking in the ground. Umutorim al tzosayim, and that's fine until it's tzosayim. Afil liyochid b'yishuv. Even if it's one individual, yes, you can just put many, many, many poles around the area, that will be fine. But you have to ensure that if you're making a mechitza made out of poles in the ground, tak, you're putting many poles in the ground, make sure that there's less than 3 tfochim between them. Why is that important, that there's less than 3 tfochim between the poles? Lovot. Rabbi Yisai, in the front garden of your house, or in fact the back, but the back garden is not so relevant, but the front garden, if you want to carry in the front garden of your house, it's perfectly fine and acceptable to put, you don't have to make a proper full mechitza. It's very common to have those mother's called?
Posts.
Wooden, this height. They go like this and then like that. Posts, is that what they're called? Wooden, flat posts. So those are fine, but you've got to make sure it's a perfectly acceptable mechitza, as long as you make sure, and it's not always the case, that you've got less than 3 tefachim between them. If it's more than 3 tefachim, it's going to be a pirza, and that's no good, as we'll discuss later. But yes, this is all acceptable. I mean, you can, so mechitza can be something which is not completely solid, but you have to make sure that it's less than 3 tefachim between. What we're also learning from the Ukuf, there's a big chiddush with regards to Ukuf. What's the chiddush of Ukuf? Why is the saddle a chiddush? That it's a mechitza. Imagine a saddle on your horse. You're putting it on the ground and that's a mechitza. Why? Why is that a chiddush? There's an enormous chiddush here. That an Ukuf is a mechitza. Exactly. Exactly. And as the Mishnah Berurah puts in Sefkot Nelamed, Pekelim uvu kofois, haf shem asidim not alachah Shabbos. You're going to take them away after Shabbos. You're going to take them away after Shabbos. And nevertheless, it's fine. So Rabbi Yisai, you're allowed to put chairs in your front garden and put these chairs. Imagine those chairs and you pile them up next to each other. This is an excellent mechitza. Look no further. Perfect mechitza. It's absolutely perfect. You're going to say, well, I'm going to put them away after Shabbos. Doesn't matter. How do you know it doesn't matter? Ukuf yichiach. The fact you put saddle there, although you're going to take them away after Shabbos, it's still considered mechitza. Mechitza does not need to be permanent. That is the chiddush of this halacha. Mechitza doesn't need to be permanent. Yeah. Is it less than three? Is it more than? Is it? Yeah. Okay. So I suppose unless you're going to say good, yeah. I suppose if it's less, yeah, you're right. It's probably not such a good mechitza. Yeah. You probably have to put it down. Yeah. Good. Yeah. It's probably not a great mechitza. Kedim boikim boya. Okay. So Rabbi, so just to recap what we learned tonight, we learned about a mechitza which is done by mezon on Shabbos is no good. We learned that if it was standing on Shabbos, came down and it was redone on Shabbos, permezit, then it's acceptable. We learned also that a sfina is a good mechitza even on top, even if it's larger than the same. We also learned that you're allowed to make anything is acceptable as a mechitza, including items such as vessels and saddles, which will be removed after Shabbos. We learned also that a mechitza which has got less than 3 tefachim space between is fine, and we will carry on from these way, the bottom line of this page tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. Good evening.